Let's hear now from a legend, country singer Loretta Lynn. She's recorded more than 50 albums. Today she's out with another called Full Circle. And that's fitting. This coal miner's daughter from rural Kentucky has seen a lot in her 83 years. Her recording success has been punctuated by loss, including the death of her husband and two of her children. Our colleague David Green talked with her about loss and family and something she wrote songs about, her husband's struggles with alcohol and his tendency to get violent. David began his conversation with her by talking about her new take on the iconic song, Fist City.
If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town. Cause I grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you over the ground.
Well, can I ask you about Fist City? You wrote that long ago about where a woman who was eyeing your husband might end up, right?
Yeah, and she did.
She did? Was it your fist?
It's mine.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to hear that. What happened?
Well, I can't tell you everything.
Okay. Tell me whatever you can.
Well, she was trying to take Doolittle away from me, and she just wasn't woman enough, and I told her that. That's where I left her.
Where did you confront her?
I think on her front porch.
Uh-huh.
I think I went to see her.
Now, are you hesitating because you're worried the police might come back and find you if you say too much or something?
No, I just don't want to say too much because she's still around.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to. She's got children.
And it would not be a good story to tell her children. By the way, Loretta Lynn punched me years ago, and I just heard it on the radio. Okay, fair enough, but you took care of her.
I took care of her.
Okay. You also put, and I know you've been more willing to talk about this one, you put your fist into your husband's face, sort of accidentally.
But I didn't, yeah.
Right.
He come in, and he told me he was going to take me someplace. And he never took me nowhere. I had four babies, one right after the other. And he walked by, and he took a hold of one of my pin curls and pulled it. And it hurt. He was drinking a little bit.
And you were thinking he was coming home to take you out on a date?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I turned around to hit him on the shoulder. I didn't mean to hit him in the mouth, and teeth flew every way. Lord, I knew I was dead. And it kind of scared me, you know. But he laughed.
Did you learn something about your marriage to sort of...
No, because when he hit me, I hit him twice. He got the wrong woman to fight with because I was raised with a bunch of boys, and I whipped every one of my brothers. You know, I was tough. I had to be tough to be married to him for all them years, too. Girls, listen, you got to be tough.
Well, I love that you're speaking to girls. What would you tell them about how to decide whether to stick with a husband who can get violent sometimes, does some drinking?
I wouldn't tell them to stick with him. Back in them days, I was brought up that way. I had four kids. You had to think a little bit.
What would you tell girls today?
If one started whipping on him, I think you should leave him.
There's a song on this album, Wine Into Water.
I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs.
You want to listen to a little bit of it?
Yeah.
All right.
So tonight I'm as low as anyone can go. I'm down and I can't seem to fall much further. Yeah, once upon a time, you turned the water into wine. Now I'm on my knees and I'm begging to you, Father, would you help me turn the wine back into water?
So I read that you talked about wishing that you had sung that song to your husband, who's passed away, we should say. What did you mean by that, Loretta Lynn?
Well, that kind of fits him, doesn't it? Turn the wine back into water. I think that hits everybody that drinks. When you're an alcoholic, and there's nothing you can do about it except get help.
You never got the chance to sing it to him?
No. I didn't get the chance to sing to him.
Is there one troubled soul these hands of mine could hold? Who's gonna miss me when I'm gone?
You've outlived your husband and two of your kids.
Yeah.
And I was reading right before we talked about your late son, Jack Benny Lynn, who we should say was, I mean, in a tragically drowned in 1984.
Well, it's an awful thing to lose a kid. You don't prepare yourself to lose your kids. And there's no way anybody will understand that until they lose one. I don't think you're meant to lose your kids, you know?
You said once that he makes you less afraid of dying.
Well, we all have to do that, and he's already done it, so evidently I shouldn't be so afraid of it. But I am. I'm afraid of dying. I don't think there's anybody living that don't know what, ain't wondering what death is and what's going to meet him afterwards.
You don't seem like you're planning on doing this anytime soon.
I'm not planning on going nowhere. I think God says, Loretta, you're so ornery, I'm just going to leave you alone.
When I was a child, I cried until my knees were satisfied.
Before I let you go, I have to hear about this duet with Willie Nelson that's on this album.
Me and Willie had a ball doing it, and we ended up on stage together, and darned if we didn't start laughing. I said, we can't do this.
You can't laugh. You mean because the song is a little, it's not a funny song?
It's a sad song.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember now exactly what it said, but let's see. I raise my eyes and set myself in the eyes of a storm in the belly of a whale. It's really a sad song. Da-da-da on solid ground. I'll be at peace when they lay me down. Yeah, it's a kind of a sad, but it's an uplifting song too.
What's the history of it?
Well, when they lay you down, you're going into the ground.
I get that point.
I ain't ready to go there, but I think that's what Willie was laughing about, me and him. We ain't going nowhere.
When they lay me down someday, my soul will rise and fly away. This old world will turn around. I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
Loretta Lynn, I can't tell you what an honor it's been to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you for the next album.
Well, thank you, honey.
Loretta Lynn's new album is called Full Circle. She spoke with our colleague David Green.